Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hi, my name is Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Hey, what's up? This is Craig David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
El verso es una paloma que busca donde anidar. Está ya y abre sus alas para volar y volar. Quiere regalar.
Mi canto es un canto libre.
A quien le estreche su mano, a quien quiera disparar.
Mi canto es un canto libre.
Mi canto es una
cadena.
Sigamos cantando juntos a toda la humanidad. Sigamos cantando juntos
a toda la humanidad.
Que el canto es una paloma que vuela para encontrar. Estalla y abre sus alas para volar.
malal, kalia mule peliko. Elel mukechi malal, winyo petu ni koifi mongen. Feipi wiyi grof ni bulu, mongi leitati. Inchi ni kompuche, ni puwenei, mulfe ni mongen.
Thank you. right, okay. Thank you very much for the text so far. And I'm glad you like the music because I've chosen it for you guys to enjoy the vibes and rhythms and harmonies from Latin America and also from Spain. You know, I played a few tracks from groups, Spanish groups, like Kike Veneno, Coque, Gypsy Kings, you know, Gypsy Kings, you know, actually from Spain, you know, they're French. Did you know that? Like Manu Chao is French too. But these artists, you know, they've acquired the Spanish language, you know, and the tradition. So Manu Chao travels around the world. Manu Chao is the is a troubadour. He calls himself troubadour. He doesn't actually recognize, say, of course, he knows, but he doesn't go around saying, oh, I'm French, you know, I'm French. No, 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 no. I'm this, a citizen of the world, which I think we all are. Now, when they invented authorities and offices and judges and laws and all that stuff, you know, we became, you know, the natives of where we were born, you know. But I think God never said the Chileans will go to Chile. The Argentinians will go to Argentina. The Italians will go to no, 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 no. God, when he created this planet, this world, you know, he put people on the planet, you know. There was no frontier, there was no immigration law, there was nothing like that, you know. Well, we were free to rumble the world, you know, but unfortunately, you know, the laws and all these, you know, ideas, you know, became more and more, you know, strict. And so now that's where the situation is right now, you know. And in the past, you know, in the many, many, many centuries ago, when the so-called first world, you know, first world, they were called first world. And why were called first world? You know, like Europe, you know, what? You know, there have been cultures and citizens, you know, and inhabitants of the earth, you know, all around the world, right? So, the whole thing started to become kind of like, oh, yeah, this part is mine, that's yours, don't come here, knock on the door before you come in, you know, and all that kind of stuff, you know what I mean? So in those years, you know, when Europe was in crisis, badly in crisis, you know, because there was a lot of selfishness and greediness, you know, and a lot of really bad stuff going on, you know. At the beginning, everything was hunky-dory, you know, until people started to learn how to cheat, how to lie, how to rob, you know, how to do the opposite, you know, because obviously Satan took a part of it, you know what I mean? So they created the you know, the sin, the against the law, well, a law. There was no law, man. Everything was fantastic, you know what I mean? Obviously, violence, you know, and everything, because that's a nature, human nature, you know, that sometimes, you know, when you become kind of oppressed, you know, and suppressed and you know, thrown on, you come on the top, whoa, you know, you explode, and then you react, you know, in a way which is like, they call it, oh, violence, you know, but the violence has been created and used against you, but when you retaliate, you know, you're the violent person, you know, like, for example, Palestinians, yeah, I wanted to get to that point, you know what I mean, they were there, boom, the Europeans started to arrive. The Jewish were already there, you know, but then the Zionists, you know, the guys who actually were pissed off with Europe at the time, you know, started to go places around the world, you know, and they set their eyes on Middle East. So they went over to the Middle East, you know, and the whole thing started to go crumbled, you know. They had no land, you know, these people, because obviously they were pissed off here. They know, oh no, we don't want here, you know, communism, and fascism has been defeated, so we got no way out. So, you know, because they were all fascists, you know, just fascists, you know. They collaborated, you know, with the Nazis, you know, during the war, you know, and absolutely Nazis, you know, okay? That's how bloody Nazis, you know, and Zionism, they're the same thing, you know. So Nazism is not dead. Zionists, you know, they keep it alive, you know, and that's what's going on. Anyway, when these people started to move out around the world, you know, they were all welcomed, you know, there, you know, the natives from other lands were saying, hey, come back here, you know, come sit down, have a cup of tea, you know. We got a spare room for you there. You can sleep on that mattress, you know. And it's mine, no, but because you're a guest. You're a guest. We look after guests, right? So you have the bed, you know. I sleep on the floor. But, you know, they were welcoming all these people, welcoming them. You know what I mean? And it was fantastic, you know, it was good, you know. It was good for them, for the people who escaped from Europe, they went over there. And the ones who went over there, they were very, very kind to them, you know, very friendly and welcoming, you know, and stuff. But then suddenly, you know, the European immigrants there at the time, you know, they started to realize, you know, all these guys, they've got gold, man, gold. Oh, my God, silver, man. They got diamond. They got this, they got that. You know, they started to become greedy because that's what... That's what took them out of Europe, you know, the greediness and the selfishness, you know, and the thievery, you know. So they still had that in mind, you know. So when they got there, they found that these people were very innocent, very naive, you know. They thought they could take the peace out of them. Sorry. They thought they could just abuse them, all right, and cheat on them, and you know. So anyway, yeah, that's how the whole thing, you know, started to, you know, to deteriorate, you know, the human beings, you know, we started to deteriorate, you know, and they started to become more and more kind of like antagonistic, you know what I mean? This guy's black, you know, I don't like him. This guy's yellow, I don't like him either. That like is, he was albino, you know, what? We're all the same, man. You know, we're all the same. We don't got red blood in our veins. You know, whoever says I've got blue blood, I'm a royal, it's blue blood. It must be a bit high on drugs, man, because we all got red blood. You know, we all know that. You know what I mean? Just because you see the vein that looks a bit blue, it doesn't mean that your blood is blue. You're going to be pretty stupid if you think that. Anyway, we're all the same, as I said. You know, we all got blood in ourselves. We have to breathe. Like everybody else breathes, we have to eat to keep going, you know, like everybody else eats, gets going. We got to go to the toilet, you know, for number one, number two. Occasionally we're sick, we throw up, you know, like everybody else. You know, it doesn't matter what color, nationality, faith, it doesn't matter. It does not matter at all. But then selfishness and greediness and all this... bad things, you know, started to appear in people's minds, heads, and started to discriminate this, discriminate that, hate this, hate that. You know, he doesn't want to listen to me, so I'll kill him. You know, so this country doesn't want to listen to my country, so we're going to invade them, I'm going to bomb them. So anyway, disagreements started to happen all around the world, you know, and God up there, you know, looking down and thinking, my God, you know, what have I done, you know? Some people still pray for me, and they wish me all the best, and you know, some of them, they even asked, you know, request my presence down there, you know, but I don't know, I'm thinking about it, but you know, well, I also hope that it doesn't take too long, man, because the whole planet will disappear. But I think he doesn't want to take responsibility anymore because he thought to himself, right, okay, here's the planet, here's some plants, here's some fish, here's some animals, here's some mamam, boom. And then here's human being, you know. Okay, it's your job now. Look after it. But you see what I mean? This is so bad, you know. And anyway, jumping from that point, you know, to the next point. This Colombian family, right, which is what a sudden abrupt. I was told many, many years ago at work, you know, a few times, you know, that I was very abrupt. Well, abrupt, you know, I am with people who are, you know, insolent with me. People who, they think they can walk all over me. Then I become abrupt, okay? So don't think that you can walk over me because I will become abrupt. I don't mean abrupt like, you know, I mean abrupt, utterly abrupt, you know. I could say things, you know, that could be pretty bad, you know, in fact, you know, and I try not to. So that's why I'm really friendly and sociable and everything, because I want people to be friendly and sociable back to me too, you know? So it pays what, you know, it's like when you say, oh, turn the other cheek. Uh-huh. I don't think so. We've turned the other cheek too many times, you know, and ask the natives. The natives all over the world, the natives who live in those lands, you know, before the colonialists started to arrive. Yeah, how many times did they turn their cheek? Too many times. And now it's starting off. Palestinians, they had enough. So this is what one thing related to other, you know, the Palestinians, they turned around and said, okay, guys, you know, we're going to do something about it because it's IDF, you know, and these Zionists are just killing us all, you know. We are being exterminated, you know. So, boom, October the 7th, boom, we're going to hit them where it hurts, right? So that was retaliation. You know, retaliation. You know, when a football player gets fouled, you know, and then the referee doesn't say anything, but that guy, you know, it's a nature, it's a human nature, you know. That guy thinks, oh, yeah, here he comes, that guy who committed the foul on me, but he wasn't giving the foul. But, okay, I'm going to get him back. Boom. Right. And then you get punished. You see what I mean? That's retaliation. But if the authorities and the person in the middle who's controlling these situations doesn't do anything about it, like the United Nations, Amnesty International, Red Cross International, Geneva Convention, The Hague, all this, what have they done? Nothing, right? So it's left to the victim to retaliate and do something. And when they do, all these organizations, oh my God, what terrorism, and all, you know what I mean? It's so bad, man. It's just it's a bad thing, you know. Now the orange person in the United States, you know, saying that the narcos, you know, are taking drugs out of Venezuela, right? Venezuela. And Venezuela, they haven't got a base with drugs and stuff, you know, since the CIA got kicked out, you know. Since they got kicked out, you know, there's not been much of the, well, okay, gangs, obviously crime and this everywhere in the world. But no, they've never been a major cocaine producer, you know, like Colombia, for example, Bolivia, and all these other countries, you know. But they don't take any notice of them because these other countries, you know, they've been allowing the United States of America to install their military bases, you know, all around, strategically, you know, all around the world, you know, and you know what I mean? So Venezuela doesn't want that stuff, you know. It's like Russia doesn't want NATO to be right next, outside their door. You know, who wants your enemies camping outside your door? No one. You want your enemy as far as possible. When they say, oh, keep your enemy close, and oh, that's bull, okay? You don't want him right next to you. Right, you want him away from you. So all these things going on. So now they accuse Russia, they accuse Venezuela. As I was saying earlier on, you know, I just read this morning on one of the crappy papers, but at least there was something there, you know, that actually shows that what is going on in the Caribbean side, you know, the top of South America. The boats, fishing boats, accused of being narco traffickers, you know, they've been bombed and sunk and all the passengers are killed, right? Why do they do that? They got massive ship, you know, and long speedboats and patrols and all that stuff, you know, against a little boat, you know, that can actually start, you know, the engine doesn't work, and, you know, and they don't arrest anyone. There's no survivors. There must be survivors, you know, in these operations, you know, but they don't want the survivors. You know why? Because the survivors will open their mouth and they will tell the world the truth. What is going on? And now this man who is threatening Venezuela with an invasion and, you know, we're going to get rid of Maduro. Okay, if you want to get rid of Maduro, get rid of Maduro. You know, you just ask, you know, help the people who are against Maduro to protest, to sign petitions, and you know, whatever. But don't go in, you know, with your bully ideology, you know, because people, innocent people, are gonna be suffering, are gonna be killed. They're gonna lose their homes. They're gonna destroy the beautiful, beautiful paradise of in Latin America, because Venezuela is a beautiful, beautiful country. And they don't care about the people. They just want the oil. They want all the resources, you know. So, anyway, this Colombian family, they accused the United States government. You know, I don't know what's gonna happen next. You know, they're probably going to just sweep it under the carpet and forget about it, because according to them, they are narcos. You know, narcos, they are trafficking with drugs and stuff, you know. And so, yeah, there we are. And now there are campaigns all around the world, you know, to protect and support Venezuela against the aggression of the United States. So there we go again. Right? They got they always fight against countries that cannot defend themselves properly, you know, that are not powerful enough to actually do that. But with the heart and the soul of the Venezuelan people, Venezuela will defend itself. And hopefully, I pray to God, man, that the rest of Latin America will stand up also and stand by Venezuela. Even though they don't agree with the president or whatever, but the people are important, you know. Well, president and the people, the inhabitants of Venezuela, they're important. And the Venezuela soil itself. So I hope that the rest of Latin America will say, right, enough is enough, Mr. Mr. Mandarin, you know, we don't want you in our continent, you know, because you've done enough damage, right? And meanwhile, the presidents, you know, and the leaders of Latin America who were pro-Zionist, like, for example, we got Cast in Chile, one of the candidate to presidency. We got Milei in Argentina, self-proclaimed Jewish. Anyway, he probably was Jewish before, but then to gain votes and get popularity, he wasn't. He was just a Christian. And then suddenly, boom, he turned Jewish for some reason. I think he's getting paid, you know, to become Jewish, because he's also allowing the Zionists, you know, who are escaping. Lots of them are escaping from Israel, you know, from the Gaza Strip as well, because they cannot carry on with the malice, you know, that they're creating there. So yeah, he's allowing them to go to live in Argentina, you know, and even mention about giving them land, you know. And man, that man's got to be stopped before he destroys Argentina. And by destroying Argentina, he's going to destroy Patagonia. Patagonia is a beautiful, you know, it's one of the wonders of the world, you know. So please, you know, Mr., change your mind and don't be silly. Stop selling your country. Stop being a mercenary like that other woman, Machado, who wanted to, the one who got Nobel Peace Prize. Oh, my God. This is crazy, man. You know, now Trump has got a medal from that guy, what's his name, Fiorentino, this guy with the UFO guy. You know, these clowns, you know, they just give titles and medals and prizes and awards to each other, you know, because nobody else is going to do it. I mean, did they put that into a vote? Shall we vote for this guy and that guy to get this medal and the award? No, they don't. They just give it to them. Oh, here you are. Okay, fair enough. Are you happy now? Oh, yes, I am very happy now. It's the most beautiful prize that I've ever been given to me. It's a laugh. It's a laugh, but also a very dangerous and lethal laugh and a worrying situation that is going on right now. Okay, my friends, I think I've said enough. You know, let's play some more music now. And I just received a couple of messages. I hope they're not nasty. Sorry about taking so long, you know, but I had to say something, you know, and I'm so lucky that I have a microphone and I have a voice and I have the opportunity to tell you how the world is feeling, because the newspapers will not tell you that. The television will not tell you that. The internet will not tell you that. As soon as you open the mouth against the genocidal institution of Zionism, you get shut down, you get punished, and you get barred for days and days. I've not been barred for a while, so I'm walking on the edge, man. I'm walking on the edge, but never mind. I'll never stop mentioning Palestine, because those people are human beings. We are mates, we're brothers and sisters, that we have to protect each other. If we don't, what are we doing on this world?
Canela de tu piel se queda igual si perdiera el arco iris su belleza, o las flores, su perfume y su color, no sería tan inmensa mi tristeza como aquella de quedarme sin tu amor. Me importas tú, y tú, y tú, me importas tú, y solamente tú, me importas tú. Solamente tú, ojos negros, piel canela, que me llegan a desesperar. Por estás tú, y tú, y tú, y nadie más que tú.
Poco como el vino, dejo loco, mueve así. Al fin de ti estoy ahí, mis funcionarios con un disfraz infalible. Es imposible descubrirme, flor y rap van a cubrirme. Me deslizo por el edificio buscando el piso donde se encuentra el dispositivo, que es preciso intervenir para canalizar el flujo de datos hacia mí por el sistema de vigilancia. Y solo así tengo 2 minutos para salir del complejo, pero no tomo un camino que ni siquiera manejo.
Caminando por calles oscuras en las noches de amargura. R.A.F.F. 77. La densa niebla me protege, va conmigo donde voy, donde estoy envuelto en mi misión, protegiendo intereses de mi corporación. Undercover en nación extranjera, burlando fronteras, eliminando contrarios. Soy el emisario de los que en mí han confiado, de lado a lado, comungando, fijando el blanco por calles húmedas, siguiendo a mi objetivo. Prendo un cigarrillo antes de jalar del gatillo. Pow, pow, te llevo conmigo, asociado con la muerte. Mi triunfo es inminente, persiguiendo gente, nadie quiere confiar en mi profesión. La mente no es para divagar, cabeza en el frío, por fuera sigue la corriente, como si yo fuera otro televidente. Ciudadano chupado en este sistema, mamá que me da, pero nunca me llena. Por eso mi cerebro es solo una máquina que chequea y procesa con una finalidad última.
Afuera de este edificio, apuntando todo lo que entra hasta el indicio, que el César ha bajado de nuevo su dedo pulgar. Entonces es cuando yo debo jalar. ¿Cuál será la vida que reviento esta vez? Soy solo una pieza más en este gran ajedrez.
Gran ajedrez.
En este trabajo pequeños detalles se dejan tras las rejas. Decidido a cumplir con mi segunda misión, vuelvo a mi cuarto, espero a mi contacto. CO2 por la radio, esperando la detonación. Tabe roja, es hora de abordar la misión.
¿Qué hago? Por la radio rap me la aconsejo. Estoy atrapado, me persiguen como un conejo. Me gritan desde lejos, corro más rápido. Diviso mi bólido activo, a distancia el cierre automático. Me subo, parto, chillan los neumáticos. Los datos están a salvo, vuelo a alcanzarme contacto. Mientras tanto, activo la señal. El francorrimador en la azotea puede ahora disparar.
De repente, CO2 te diviso. Sales por mi puerta de la muerte cuando me dan el aviso. Todo lo que sigue será presa mía. Aparece un grandulón y lo pongo en el piso. Sale otro, es lo mismo. Trabajo de lujo, solo yo tengo el permiso. Mission complete, ta. Vivir no es gratuita, ta.
Tinha papo, cabeça, tipo filosofia, fenomenologia.
ever seen a flying horse? A flying horse? A flying horse?
Amigos, amigas, we're coming to the end of the show, and I want to thank everyone for the messages that I got today. Thank you very much. You know, I appreciate your admiration for the show. Yeah. Anyway, what I want to say to you is that next Monday, yeah, from 5 till 7, don't forget that 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live Community Radio station for you guys, and the usual request. Thank you very much, and love one another, and free Palestine.
En Argentina, Buenos Aires, el hijo de la cumbia.
Y en Buenos Aires, Argentina, el hijo de la cumbia.
Y en Los Ángeles, el chimango.
Yeah. gang, 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 the house, and we just don't quit.